tonight we're going to rock you and all your friends and all your family. Or hopefully not your family. Don't listen to this with your family. Not this one, at least. Because humor always has something to do with something suggestive or inappropriate. A lot of the times it does. Do you agree? This humor is offensive. So, anyway, for some reason, it looks like we're really quiet on here. I wonder what the deal is with that.
I just wanted people to think you're doing this podcast by yourself.
By myself? That's quite funny that you'd say that.
Why?
Because it's not.
Hey, everybody, I'm Alex Crawford.
I'm Chase Meisenheimer. This is Untitled Unbridled with a special edition. Yes, it is our 10th episode of Season 2, so we're bringing you the humor podcast.
What?
And thank you all to who requested.
What?
We got some really not funny requests, but we hopefully picked out some good ones, and we hope you enjoy it. News up front. No news, actually. My computer crashed last week, and we're back and up and running. So if we ever have a contest on Name Us All the Songs We've Ever Played on here, we would never be able to check it because I lost my entire playlist. So we probably won't do that. But that's okay, because that would have been a pain in the butt anyway.
In other news,
I feel like I need to be yelling because it doesn't seem like it's picking up.
In other news, we have a really good movie review for the end of the podcast.
Oh, yes. We will save that for the end. But this is almost over, so let's ramble for a few. If you guys haven't played, you guys heard of Rock Band?
Why are you holding it up? They can't
see it. Oh, yeah. Well, they came to Belmont on Friday, and we got to play around with it.
What
you know?
Is that a card?
Yeah, you like can watch your video of your performance.
Do you play on stage?
Yeah.
We do?
Amanda...
Hill?
No. It's Amanda. I think her last name's Tincher. Then... Isabel Perez and Seth Penn. We were a motley crew.
That's cool.
So yeah, let's get started.
Chase has a song he would like you to hear. Join him.
Sorry, I messed up for a second. There we go. It looks like we're back and ready. A little louder. So, as we said, this is the humor cast. And for me, you know, it was pretty much a no-brainer on what I was going to pick. Yeah. This band that I got was from my sister's friend Ryan Porter. They'd ordered CD duplication or t-shirts or something for his band. And the company threw in these guys' CD as, like, a kicker, you know? Like, they do that with t-shirts. They'll throw in, like,
a
t-shirt of theirs or something. Yeah. And so the band I'm playing, they're called Haunchy.
You're called Haunchy.
Yeah, I thought it kind of odd. What are you doing?
Practicing mad magic trick.
Why are you doing that right now? Just so you can say you practice magic?
No, just because I get bored sitting there.
Well, I'm going to get up and practice dance around naked during your speech.
That's cool.
Okay. Fair. All right, then. So anyway, they're called Haunchy, and they're a complete joke band. But they're friggin' hilarious. Most of their songs I can't play on here. Even probably not. I probably shouldn't even be playing this one.
Why not? But, is it dirty?
Yes.
I know what song
The
you're
song
playing.
Is
it's
called,
funny. It's
The
funny.
Song is called...
It's funny.
Bitch Stole My Liquor.
What'd you just say?
Bitch Stole My Liquor.
One more time?
Bitch Stole My Liquor.
Oh my goodness. This is Entitled and Unbridled First.
I apologize right up front, but I gotta tell you, it's nothing worse than you turn it on NBC or The Office, you know.
Anyway. It's probably true.
So, the song is called Bitch Stole My Liquor by Haunchy, and it's pretty hilarious, and it goes through all sorts of genre changes, so I hope you enjoy it, and because I do. So,
I do too.
Let's laugh.
She was a real fine lady with the apple in my eye, but I had to let her go, and I'll tell you why. The bitch stole my liquor. We'll be right back. and I made him a wife, and I kicked to the curb, and I tell you
what? The bitch stole my liquor!
Wishes to share a sonic wonder. Listen up.
I want to mention that I never noticed that that last part is completely Tom Sawyer.
Shut up, this is my section.
By Rush. Anyway, oh, we gotta practice being naked.
Yeah, go get naked and dance around.
Chase just lost his chair. Alright, so I actually feel a little bit guilty about
my pants.
This song.
Here goes my socks. Here goes my shoes. What?
Because the funniness...
Give me my chair back.
The song's not really meant to be funny. It's meant to be serious.
But you're going to love it. I haven't even heard it yet. I cannot wait.
And the thing is, I'm probably going to go to hell.
No, you're not.
And so will you for laughing. Because this is a song by Hulk Hogan.
And that's why, Tom, by the end of the day, we're probably all going to hell.
Apparently Hulk had a little career. He had a band. What were they called? Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band.
Wait, hold on. Do you guys hear who this is?
Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band.
Him and Eddie Murphy should have done it.
Anyway, they had it was like, I don't even know what you'd call it. Like, power ballad, 80s? I don't know. It was during the 80s. But the song is called Hulkster in Heaven, and he wrote the song... I feel so guilty.
Don't.
So a little
feel
boy
for making it.
A little boy, I think, had cancer, and in Make-A-Wish Foundation, his wish was to see Hulk Hogan wrestle in the ring, and he got his wish, and apparently he touched a place in Hulk Hogan's heart, because Hulk Hogan wrote this song for him about how he'll be in heaven. And basically talking about how he's going to die. But anyway, I've talked enough. This is Hulkster in Heaven by Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band.
There really is nothing you can say.
No.
I read it in the papers. I saw it on TV. I guess it'll be one empty seat when I wrestle at Wembley. I used to tear my shirt, but now you tore my heart. I knew you were a Hulkamaniac right from the very start.
Right from the start, you were my friend.
I'll see
this
you
is
again.
Not the end.
To heaven.
I'll see you again.
I wish you smile. see you again.
I will see you again.
When I climb back in the ring, you know we'll win this fight. I wish you were here at ringside to cheer me on tonight. The spotlight now grows dim, and now it's not on me. The prayers we said together are still our guarantee.
You are my friend. I'll see this you is not the end.
When the whole still comes to heaven.
Congratulations, your request was more than stellar.
Wow, yeah, that was incredible. I was just telling Alex, they probably sent that kid to hell after he made that. Just so whatever, if Hogan did get to heaven and he gets up there and they don't have to hear it.
Choir.
They don't have to hear it again. God would be like, get out!
Anyway. I used to rip my shirt, but you ripped my heart.
It is pretty boring, but you have to listen to it just to hear the words.
Oh yeah.
My goodness gracious.
After the first like two verses, you can just turn it off because it just gets long and boring after that.
Except the last part. You gotta hear it. Anyway, first request for a humor podcast is from our friend Seth Penn over in Hale. He's one of the few males over there.
Male and Hale.
Anyway,
watch your tail.
He sent us a crazy plethora of Ben Folds tunes that he thought were funny, and I asked Alex which one he thought was funny out of those.
And this one is
funny. This is the one Alex picked. And the song is called
Rent-A-Cop. It's by Ben Folds. It's, can't remember what EP it was originally on, but it's also on Super Sunny D-Sides, his new CD that just came out. That's just like a bunch of songs from his EP, and then his cover of the Dr. Dre song, and a couple other, a cover of the Cure song. Anyway.
Which Cure song?
I don't remember. I'll look it up. I have it if you
I'd
want.
I'd like to know. Yeah.
But, cool. Yeah, this is a really funny song. I enjoy it thoroughly. Been fooled. See him around Nashville a lot, you know.
Yes.
Cool. Saw him at Starbucks the other day with his kids. Cute kids. Nice guy, that guy. Anyway.
I smacked him in the face.
I smacked his tushy.
I said, but I did. I said, here's a brick for you.
That's horrible.
And I said, high
Song's
five.
About abortion.
Wait, no five. Suck it. That's what I said.
That's horrible.
And he said, are you retarded?
Probably.
I didn't say anything after that. I ran. Oh, okay. Anyway. Red Cop by Ben Folds. Thanks, Seth.
Safe.
Congratulations, your request was more than stellar.
So that's not gonna get old for the third time. That's only the second time you heard it. Anyway, for our second request, we have our
This is special.
This is a special one.
This is also an entitled Rebel
Verse. It is a joint request from our sweet mates, Mike Walker and Jeff Coggins. And
They're avid listeners. Like, every week, as soon as we're done recording, like, we tell them when we put it up, and as soon as it's online, they get it offline and listen to it, like, that night,
Mike,
even if it's, like, 2 in the morning.
To get hooked up with the indie scene. He always wants to know what's hot and trendy. And he's just sick of listening to classic stuff and Beatles and things like that. He always wants to know what the new trends are.
I mean, he likes his Beatles and stuff like that. It's just, like, he doesn't really know how to get, like, trendy music. And I think he's even, like, a little embarrassed about it sometimes.
You know,
and, like,
I
think he really likes...
pick up that vibe from him.
Like, I think he likes listening to our podcast. And, like, and then, you know, Jeff is just, like... I mean, I'm pretty sure Jeff's secretly in love with you, but, I mean...
I think he is,
you know,
too.
So, that's probably why
he's secretly in love with him.
I mean, that's cool, you know? Whatever y'all are into. But anyway, this is from Jeff and Mike. All this in the email was, thanks for keeping us so cool. A whole lot of love, Jeff Coggins, and in parentheses, and Mike.
And I thought it odd that Jeff made a Zeppelin reference when he hates them.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
Real bizarre.
Anyway, the song we are playing from them is not technically a song, but kind of a song. It's got guitar in it. This is one of my favorite comedians, Dimitri Martin. And his bit, Sames and Opposites.
Really funny.
Off his CD, These Are Jokes.
Because a squirrel and a tin can are really the same.
They are. Depends what you have in your hand, though.
It does depend what you have in your hand.
So, anyway, we'll get right to it, because it's quite a long one, but you're not going to realize it, because it's going to just zoom by so fast, because you'll be laughing. All right.
Anyway, here it is.
I'm at the wrong airport!
It's always the B string that's the one that's difficult in it. It's like B stands for bitch string. I just kicked one of my bells. That's not a good thing to say in life. It's one letter away from being something very painful. You'd have to have giant balls or be very flexible in order to do it. This is called Sames and Opposites. In life, there are many things. Some of them are the same, and some are opposites. About some of these things, I do sing. Is the opposite of a chair. In my house you can sit anywhere but there. Especially if your ass is bare. A birdhouse is not the same as a bird home. One is much more comfortable for birds. These are sames and opposites, my friends, which I determined. A burlap sack. I would not want to be in either. Squirrel is the same as a can. when there's a BB gun in my hand. Can't you see that I am just a man with distinctions and comparisons? Spare change is the same as wedgies for me. I don't give it unless someone's really asking. Saying I apologize is the very same as saying I'm sorry. They're the same. Unless you're at a funeral. Long enough you'll see, but you have to work in between, unless you have narcolepsy. Sneezes. Two is okay, but 10 in a row is annoying. If you have two, then God bless you. These are sayings and opposites, my friends, which I have determined. A secret admirer is the same as a stalker with stationery. An ex-girlfriend is the same as an okay movie. I liked it at the time, but I don't want to see it again. Especially if the movie was kind of a bitch. These are sames and opposites, my friends, which I have determined so far.
Congratulations, your request was more than stellar.
So here's the deal. Nobody's really funny. So, you know, this last one is kind of a dud. But, I don't know, it's kind of funny. Primus, you need to check out some of the other stuff. It's more just better, musically. We racked our brains and, you know, the requests were less than
more
stellar.
Than stellar.
No, less than stellar.
More than stellar.
So we kind of tried to help out, see if we could find anything, but we're just going to have to go with this, stellar. Which is, who requested this one?
Becca Stone.
Right.
I don't know if you guys know Becca Stone. She's a freshman. She's in freshman class council.
She's a huge Primus fan, too.
And, yeah, she listens to the podcast while she runs, is what she said in the email. that she sent us. She's like, I always listen to your podcast when I run, and it's really weird because
she ran.
I laugh at everything you guys say, and then people always look at me weird because I'm running down the street laughing.
Does she
laughing.
Talk like that?
Well, I don't know if she really, yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if she actually sounds like
it's
that.
It's like you sound like the impression of my mom, of me.
Your mom impressioning
me
you?
Me impersoning my, no, never mind.
Anyway, so this is,
No, that's what the voice my mom uses for everybody that she comes in contact
this with. This is Too Many Puppies by Primus. Requested by one of our biggest
fans. Off
the
album Frizzle Fry.
Becca Stone.
So, enjoy it. And be sure to kill a cat this week.
And her
so,
email is stoner
to
at
get,
pop.belmont.edu.
To get good, good karma.
Isn't that funny?
Kill a kitty.
Stone. Rebecca. Rebecca Stone. Stoner.
That was the nickname we had for this kid in high school. His last name was Stone. Call him Stoner. I won't tell you the second part. Hey, you coming?
Yeah.
What are you doing? going? We're ready.
I'm going pee-pee.
Oh, shut the door.
Going pee-pee.
Anyway, we're done. I hope you laughed.
I went pee-pee.
It was probably pretty, you know, honestly, Alex, I'm gonna admit this was kind of a half-baked idea for a humor podcast.
My idea for the next pod, exciting podcast.
We're not gonna be able to do one this semester. We won't get to 15, I don't think.
Well, my idea was vinyl.
But see, that's just like, what's your favorite classic song?
But it's great, though, because we could actually hook up my record player to your computer, and everything would sound like a vinyl. What do you guys think?
That just sounds like so much more work than it's worth.
I think it'd be fun.
We had some other ideas.
We
had some other ideas, too.
I think it'd be fun, though.
All right, that's enough. Are we ever going to do this vidcast?
No.
I don't think we will, either.
You wrote a great script, though.
I did write a good script. Maybe I'll release it somehow, somewhere. Time.
Maybe we'll have a contest. We did have a contest this one. Or four, did we?
No, we'll do it again for Valentine's.
Maybe we'll do a contest on some random podcast. Like the next one or something.
What will we do for a contest?
For a contest?
Yeah.
Whoever can stuff the most marshmallows in their mouth and still say Fluffy Bunny wins.
No, I don't like that.
You ever play that game?
Yes. At church camps die. Everywhere.
Yeah, every church camp.
Movie review.
Bethany's Bunny.
Actually, let's see. I saw two movies this week. Let me go with mine first, and we'll talk about the one we saw.
Can you talk about Darjeeling Lemonade?
No. We already talked about that last week. Talk about Dan in Real Life.
That movie sucked.
No, he just never kidding, even saw it. It's great. It's a fantastic film.
You're a fan.
Good acting all around. I didn't think of Steve Carell the whole time as Michael Scott. He did some Michael Scottish things, but that's what happens.
It was great.
It was a really good movie. Touching. Funny storyline. The only problem is it had Dane Cook in it.
Who are you touching?
Corey. So anyway, check that out. And I saw Rushmore. I thought it was pretty boring. I'd like to give it a second chance, though. Wes Anderson's second movie. I'd like to give it a second chance, but I thought it was pretty lackluster first time through.
I'd like to give Pearl Harbor a second chance, wouldn't you?
No, I would never give Pearl Harbor a second chance.
All right.
What we saw last night was definitely out of left field. I had heard about
Fantastic.
I had heard about it because I'm a Will Arnett fan, and my friend Katie Johnson said, you know, I want to see this, and so I checked it out. Movie's called Wrist Cutters, A Love Story. Now, hold on. Sounds awful, right?
And
it's about people that commit suicide go into this alternate world, like a purgatory that's just like ours, but a little bit worse, and everything is run down and bleak, and it starts off as just kind of a road trip movie and turns into something completely different. And it's really quirky and smart. And it has a lot of indie stuff to it, but doesn't follow the cliches of like having a crappy ending and things like that. You know?
The only thing I hated was the effing black hole.
That's all I was going to say.
That's all I'm going to say. But if you see it, just remember that I hated the black hole. I think it's stupid.
But you should check it out if it's in your area.
It's funny. It leads for some funny stuff. But just the way they represented it was stupid.
But
that's all I'm saying.
If you're in this, if you're in Belmont in the Nashville area, it's playing at Green Hills. Go check that out.
It'll probably
be gone next weekend.
It's
so
a good movie.
It is really good. It's got the kid from Almost Famous in it.
So he's not a kid anymore.
No, he's
all grown up.
And it has Tom Waits. So
Tom Waits is good.
Anyway, to end here, we're gonna play. We wanted to play Albuquerque by Weird Al, which is a classic, but we could not find it. So we'll play you another 11-minute song.
So go listen to Albuquerque.
Called Trapped in the Drive-Thru, which is a parody of Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Trapped in the Closet or Stuck in the Closet? Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly,
which is so freaking funny.
Weird Al was a genius. I don't care who you are. It is so hard to write parody.
That's your phone going off in the middle of the podcast. Who is it?
I have to answer this.
Who is it?
It's Carolyn. She's got my office products.
All right. We're pausing. Unpause.
And we're back. That's it. I don't have anything else to say.
Wait,
except
no,
television we're, strikes
we're
suck.
Weren't we in mid-sentence?
I don't think we were.
I don't think we
were. Anyway.
Shut up.
We've only got like two or three more of these this semester, and then we're going to be done until January. We're going on strike. We want
better pay.
We want better pay. We want higher royalties for our podcast.
And we want album based back.
We get 0 cents now, and we want 0 cents. Yeah, here's the deal.
We want at least triple that. Triple.
Our source for upcoming and stuff has gone down, so we might be rethinking the format on here and trying something different.
I think
we can probably still pull it off, but.
Who's that guy we know?
There's going to be a lot of David Geffen.
Yeah, what happened to him? Did he pass away?
I think he ran away with your mom.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
hope she's alright.
She'll probably be okay. Anyway, we'll figure it out, guys.
My mom listens to this.
Don't fret.
Oh.
Well,
do you want to apologize?
Well, she can tell David right now to get on to help us out.
It's too late to apologize.
All right, that's all I'm saying. I'm out.
I'm back too. We'll see you guys. Weird Al, trapped in the drive-thru. See ya.
Clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this Behind the Music with Leonard Skinner? And I say, I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She says, so what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for. And she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator? I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver. I'm like, no, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay. Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you wanna do? She says, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you wanna go? She says, how about the Ivy? I said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says, Olive Garden. I say, nah, I'm not in the mood. And Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm gonna take you out. Then I get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says, what? I say, yes. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru. So we head out the front door. Open the garage door. Then I open the car doors. And we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition. And then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seat belts as we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the drive-thru. Heading off to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru. Getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru. Now we're here at the drive-thru. Here in line at the drive-thru. Did I mention the drive-thru? Here we are in the drive-thru line. Me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his brights on behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says maybe we should park. We could just go eat inside. I said I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride. Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore. The voice on the speaker says, I don't have all day. I said, then take her order, and we'll be on our way. I wanna get a chicken sandwich, and I want a cheeseburger too. She's like, you want onions on that? I'm like, yeah, I already said that I do. Plus we need curly fries, and don't you dare forget it. And two medium root beers, no, just one, we'll split it. Then I said, I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright, so read me back my order, let's make sure you got it right. She says, one, you want a chicken sandwich? Two, you want a cheeseburger? Three, curly fries and a large root beer? Stop, don't go no further. I never ordered a large root beer, I said medium, not large. Then she says, we're having a specialized supersized you at no charge. Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh. And she says, now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can have unlimited refills for just a quarter more. I say, great, except we're in the drive-thru, so what would I want that for? Then she says, wait a minute, your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? And my wife is all like, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald. Then he moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also had bladder problems and a really bad infection on his toe. And she says, mister, please, you can stop right there. That's way more than I needed to know. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, nice window, please, that'll be $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little bored, so I turned on the radio. Turned it off because my wife was getting a headache. So we both just sat there quietly for her sake. Well, then I looked at her, and she looked back at me. And I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me, and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it, but hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry. It's probably just a piece of toast. Now we're at the pay window, or whatever you call it. Put my hand in my pocket. I can't believe there's no wallet. And the lady at the window's like, well, 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 that'll be $5.82. I turn around to my wife and say, how much have you got on you? She just rolls her eyes and says, I'll pay for this, I guess. So she reaches into her purse and busts out the American Express. I hand it to the lady and she says, oh dear, it's gotta be cash only. We don't take credit cards here. I took back the card and said, gee, really? Well, that sucks. And that's when I found out my wife was only carrying $3. I said, I thought you were gonna hit the ATM today. She says, I never got around to it, so where's your wallet anyway? And I said, never mind, just help me to find some change. Now the lady at the window's looking at me kind of strange. And she says, mister, please, we gotta move this line along. I said, now hold your stinking horses, lady, we won't be long. So I looked around inside the glove box and checked the mat beneath my feet. I found a nickel in an ashtray and a couple pennies and a dime in the space between the seats. Before long, I had a little pile of coins of every sort. The lady counts it up and says, you're still about a dollar short. And now my woman's got this weird look frozen on her face. She screams, you know, I wasn't even really hungry in the first place. And so I turned around to the cashier again. I shrugged and said, okay, forget the chicken sandwich then. So I pick up my change, pick up my receipt, and I drive to the pickup window. Man, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne-ridden kid about 16, wearing a dorky name name tag that says, "Hello, my name is Eugene." And he hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eyes and I say to him, "Hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries?" Well, he looks at me and I look at him, and he looks at me and I look at him, and he looks at me and I look at him, and he says, "I'm sorry, what did you want again?" I say, "Ketchup." And he says, "Oh yeah, that's right, I just finished out there for a second, I'm really kind of burnt tonight." And then he hands me the ketchup, and now we're finally driving away, and the food is driving me mad with its intoxicating bouquet. I'm starving to death by the time we pull up at the traffic light. I say, "Baby, give me that burger, I just gotta have a bite." Says he reaches in the bag and pulls out the burger, and she hands me the burger, and I pick up the burger, and then I unwrap.